This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us here on the live Sunday edition of the show. We got good news, we got terrible news, and we'll get back into the terrible news. I think we finally finished with the good news with the Bitcoin fees dropping dramatically. All of a sudden people have noticed that that's happening. Only a few people have noticed, but it's happening. So that's really great news. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to the phones, to the fun. Carl has been waiting patiently, listening to WPG in Atlantic City. Hello, Carl.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Even though school was out on June 20th, I went to the last school meeting after school was out. There were two gentlemen there, and they represent a company that supplies these substitute teachers.
Okay.
And they give all these numbers out, and three of the school board members blasted them for the quality of the substitute teachers. The one, they say, couldn't speak English, and they went on and on. And I'm thinking to myself, they're looking at it the wrong way, the school board. I mean, I graduated high school in 1969. I'm an old guy. But K through 8, not one substitute teacher, high school. Three substitutes in 4 years. And I know because I kind of tortured the substitutes. And so I said, oh, yeah, but I mean,
it's going to be a hard job dealing with those brats.
Yeah, but like over 1,700, the substitute teachers his company provides a year. And I said, the problem is these teachers have it too good. Why are they getting out? Are they getting out on Family Leave Act? Or are they getting out because they're using up days before they retire that they won't get paid for? Why aren't the teachers there teaching? Why, as a taxpayer, do I have to pay for a teacher that's not there?
Because they've got a sweet union. The teachers' union really influential. They take care of their members. They go to bat for them. They can't get fired once they've been there for long enough, and they get all kinds of pennies.
The other government bureaucrats have a great deal of animosity and envy over the amount of days per year that teachers work. I've talked to more than one government bureaucrat that's like, what are you talking about? You make as much or more than I do, and you work 180 days a year. And the teacher's like, no, we have to do extra days. You mean 190? You know?
So, I think 184, 185. My school system, 184. But the whole thing is, they work in days, yes. Not hardly, but they have Christmas off, they have Easter off, they have so many other
days.
They
get great benefits, they get, the health care coverage, they get pensions. I mean, it's a sweet gig.
But they have to deal with your spoiled kids, which kind of stinks.
That's true. The solution, obviously, is not to beg the school board to get it right, because they never will. They're always politically motivated, and they're owned by these contracts. The solution is to get the government out of schools. Now, of course, that's not an easy thing to accomplish, but there's been a step taken here in New Hampshire where, Mark, have you been following the Croydon bill situation? Can you kind of summarize what that's all about?
Sure. So in the case of Croydon, New Hampshire, it's a little town here in New Hampshire, and they aren't even big enough to have essentially a high school. So they have, I think, a K through 6 or K through 4. And
like a regional kind of school?
Not regional.
Or just for the town?
It's just it's a little schoolhouse.
Because some of them take in from other towns nearby, too.
Right. This is just a little schoolhouse that goes for like kindergarten through 4th grade. And then I think it's 4th. And then after 4th, in 5th grade, essentially the town just pays to send them off to some school. And up until recently, they were paying some other school district, some amount of money. And then it turns out a Free Stater gets on the school board, and she basically says, well, why not just give the parents the money and then let them send the kids where they want? And some of them sent them to this government school, and then some of them sent them to, like, the Montessori school. And, as long as it wasn't a religious school, and there are plenty of private, non-religious schools here in New Hampshire, and they went to several different places. And then the state of New Hampshire's
sued them,
whoa,
didn't they?
No, you can't do that!
They sued, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Now, there's no law on the books. They had to get lawyers to just make stuff up out of whole cloth. And
they won, though. The Supreme Court backed the state and ruled against Croydon.
Right. The Supreme Court, again, stocked by lawyers, just decides that, you know, this stuff that it doesn't say, it says that. And they've done this on multiple occasions. And, you know, they're government bureaucrats, and government bureaucrats back government bureaucrats. It's not a surprise. And then the legislature gets through the Croydon Bill. The Croydon Bill says specifically that a town can, you know, decide to send kids to any non-religious school, send their tuition wherever they want. And so
the parents can somehow decide that with the town, right? Like, how does that?
Well, yeah, the town, right.
Because the town just doesn't decide to send the kid to another school.
I believe the parent can decide what school and how to use the tuition
and they get allocated
that their kid would be getting.
And so now that's clear in the law.
Right.
Was the idea was they were going to change the statutes to make that clear. So
the teachers' union's like, oh my God, education in New Hampshire is going to plummet. The worst schools in a given geographic area are no longer going to get mandated money. Oh my God, everybody's going to be stupid. But it turns out the smart people aren't going to those schools anyway.
Now, isn't the only problem with this that it only applies in certain like small towns or whatever? It's not like, you know, this can happen in the bigger cities. Like,
well, once it starts happening in from a grassroots standpoint, then parents are going to be very attracted to this.
If the word gets around about it.
Well, yeah, it's going to get around because these Montessori, these Waldorf, these people that
they're going to push for it,
into
maybe
these alternative education sort of situations that are non-religious are going to say, I want my kid to go there, and they're going to move out of Manchester, and they're going to move into one of the surrounding towns that has this so that they can get it. And then the big city's going to be like, why are we losing students?
Yeah.
We need more bodies for the public education gristmill.
Hey, Carl, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So this was a big deal. The governor had this signing ceremony in Croydon. So I guess he went to this little town and actually signed the building. You know,
it's a good thing he had somebody driving there because he probably never found it on his own.
It is in kind of in the middle of nowhere. But this is another success story here in New Hampshire. And I know, Johnny Gray, this is hard for you because you are anti-political and you don't vote. Do you feel good hearing that, you know, people have a little bit more control over
You're going to have to recap for me. I just thought I heard that the Supreme Court ruled in favor of
They
the
ruled
Department
against
of
what Croydon was doing.
Okay.
They ruled in favor of the Department
but
of Education.
Legislature put
and
together.
Now the state legislators, which include a number of libertarians who've run for, you know, political office as Republicans and Democrats, now the state legislature has passed a bill to legalize what Croydon was doing and essentially overturn the Supreme Court. So now it is legal for parents in certain towns to take the money that
they... By the looks of it, it is now legal for me to, when Jack hits a certain age, and I'm not entirely sure what that is, I'll have to do a little bit of research, but there will now be funding for me to, send him to some private school, if that's what
he or you or, family want to do. And this is something you've been complaining about for years, is you've said, hey, I don't want to be... Well, you've said on the air, you've said that, you know, it's upsetting to you that you are sending money to the government and that they're taking that money and they're spending it on all these other kids' education when you don't want your kid to go to these government schools, and now this might give you another option.
Well, I think that the next step in this is to give homeschool and unschool parents their
own money.
Right, the amount of money that they would be getting because they're, you know, doing that, and then they could spend that on their kids how they wish. And then the next step after that is to just stop taking money from people.
For
government education.
And there have to be, unfortunately, there have to be steps.
In the world of the internet, where, you know, the sum total of all knowledge is available to you for $40 a month, right? Like, you know, where Khan Academy is delivered to your home that will teach you anything you want, where your kid can find out, you know, whatever they need to find out. You know, the depth and breadth of knowledge is breathtaking compared to the schools that we went to when I was a kid. Well, you know, in this world, it's like, we can't do it unless we send them to school and make them go potty at a certain time and ring bells in their ears and
make sure you
have
quiet
some old
the lights.
Crusty government bureaucrat smack them over the hand with a ruler.
Get in line. Stay quiet.
Right.
You know,
as
blah,
though
blah,
this
blah.
Prepares them
obedience
for
training.
Anything.
It's obedience training. It's straight up what it is.
But it doesn't prepare you for anything. Like, my life has never been like government school.
It prepares. It was in prison because they have bells.
Closer, yeah.
They have bells in prison. They have chow time in prison. In fact, where I was growing up in Sarasota, Florida, the elementary school I went to was actually designed by the same architect as the jail in downtown.
Same
it
with
looked
Asheville
the same.
High.
It
Asheville looked, High was too.
Yeah, and they looked the same from the outside. They even got the same school buses, just different colors.
Same paint. They can save money.
Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So great news. More coming up.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you really don't know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emerging technology still. It's still in beta and it's sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it is Free Talk Live. We are just going way, you know, back and forth between terrible news and great news. We talked about the Croydon bill here in New Hampshire, which is great news because more educational choice now exists here in New Hampshire than did a few days ago. And it is another success, another political success. This has been a banner year for political successes here in New Hampshire, and we've had constitutional carry, so you can now legally carry a gun without asking permission. You don't have to have a permit. You can still get a permit if you want, and now the permits are easier to get because they got rid of the suitability requirements, so they struck that. Now it's truly a shall-issue permit process, supposedly, here in New Hampshire. So it's relatively easy to get. They still won't give you one, Mark, because you're a felony. We got to work on that.
That's, you're gonna have to start at the federal level on that one.
We can secede, and that'll solve that problem.
There are things that one can do at the state level, like for instance, if it was a black powder pistol or something, that you can modify that law. Not that I'm intending to carry around some, U.S. Army black powder pistol or something.
So we had the constitutional carry earlier this year. Decrim is yet to be signed by the governor, cannabis decrim, but he has pledged to sign it. So unless something dramatically, goes wrong and he's like his life is threatened by some, police, presumably he's going to follow through on that promise and sign that thing.
And with all these victories that you're talking about, none of those victories are rated in the Freedom of the 50 States that rated New Hampshire as the number one freest state.
Because that data was from previous years.
Right.
This just happened.
Yeah, I think it was something like 2014 or something was the sort of cutoff date. It takes a long time to parse through all the information that Jason Sorens and his partner used to put through this. I think the Mercatus Center doesn't, that is Cato now, that's doing Freedom of 50 States now, actually. And so you can go and check that out. It's really amazing to see where your state is and what areas it excels in.
How far below New Hampshire is your state? That's the question.
New Hampshire, well, that's an overall rating. New Hampshire needs to bring up that business rating.
Yep. For sure.
Every single year, we need to move that baby up.
I think we might see that happen.
New Hampshire needs to be number one in every single area. There's still room for improvement.
Oh, yeah. This is a long-term, lifetime project, but we're seeing strides in the right direction here with decrim passing, constitutional carry. So you got drugs, you got guns, you got school in now with more school choice, and there's some others, too. Like the firecrackers got legalized here as well, so you're going to hear those this 4th of July or Independence Day.
I've been here. I hear gunshots out where I live anyway, so it doesn't really make a difference.
Sure, no doubt about it. I mean, New Hampshire's a very gun-friendly state. But Johnny Ray, you've been a longtime critic. We're going to get back to your calls here in a moment.
Oh, no, it's time to roast Johnny Ray. Excellent.
Johnny Ray has been a longtime critic of political action, and it's, obviously people should do what they feel called to do. I don't want to try to convince you to do it, Johnny Ray, but can you acknowledge at the very least that they've been pretty successful this year? Like, this has been a pretty good year.
No, I can't acknowledge it because I don't have all the facts, and you guys could be spinning some crazy tales for me.
Well, the fact is you can carry a concealed weapon without asking permission in New Hampshire. That's a fact.
Wait a minute. I thought that was always... Okay, right.
No.
You could open carry. Vermont was, correct. Was the king.
So Vermont was the king of that, but Maine flipped to concealed or to a... call it constitutional carry. That's the buzzword for it. And then New Hampshire. So now the full three northern New England states all have that...
Now Massachusetts can blame them all.
I think the right way for libertarians, let's say, to proceed is to act free and let the bureaucrats come to you.
Sure.
Because the course of human history has been to liberate us from our shackles, and that is going to continue in the future. And instead of giving the bureaucrats any hand in it, any part in the progress of civilization, instead of inviting them to the party, I prefer that we shut them out at every turn and not try to engage
with
it.
Not beg. I agree with you.
But now you're telling me that this Croydon thing was kind of, the wheels were set in motion by a free stater on the school board?
Yes, Jody Underwood, who I believe we've had on the show.
Somebody who ran for office and gave of their time.
And she's been on there for multiple terms, too. She's been reelected.
It's got to be miserable.
She's been reelected multiple times on that that school board. So that suggests that the people of the area, they're behind her on what she's been doing. Great lady. She lives in Croydon on the Croydon Bardo Farm, and
also a board member of the Free State Project.
Not anymore. She has been off for about a year, but okay. I saw her the other day. She was at a local gathering up in Elsted. Anyway, big success there. And also, I remember your roommate Andrew Carroll, who was an early mover for the Free State Project. You remember when he got arrested for open carrying some cannabis in one of the local parks here in Keene? Remember when he got convicted? It was like a $400-something fine.
fine for that.
420.
Yeah, 420. They raised it. It was 430. It's 434 now. Okay. But once decrim goes through, it's going to be a $100 fine for the first offense. They'll raise it after the first offense to, I think, a $300 fine. But you got to admit, it's better to spend $100 on a fine as compared to 420. Or if you're like me and you never pay fines to the state, they might throw you in a jail cell. Well, guess what? Back when he went to jail, it was $50 a day.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the credit that if you sat in a jail cell, you'd get knocked off of your fine amount, $50 a day. Well, you know, $420,
you do
that's
math.
More than a week in the pokey for possession of cannabis. Well, two factors now, Johnny Ray, both from the political process. Last year, and it surprised me about this, but it was just like the Dems who put this through, just not even the Libertarian state reps. It was the Dems who put forward, thanks to the ACLU for working on this, increasing the number of dollars per day that you get off from fines from $50 a day to $150 per day. So that, you know, one-third's the amount of time you have to
sit. They keep raising it. I'm just going to go do time in jail to pay my bills.
That's what I'm talking about. So they did it. They tripled the discount that you get, if you will, or one-thirded the amount of time you'd have to spend in jail.
You think they'll pay my car payment, too?
No, Mark. It's only for fines to the state. So the other good news, you combine that with the fact that decrim's about to go through at $100, so taking it down from $400 and whatever dollars. It was, I think, $400, and then the $20 was like a court fee, so it totaled up to $420. So we'll go down from $420 or $434 or whatever it is now to $100 plus the court fee. So much lower, which would mean you could sit off a cannabis fine for one day in jail now instead of 8 or 9. So, I mean, that's a win, right, Johnny Ray?
The kind of person I am is I'm a very insular person, and I just want to handle my own affairs.
Yes, me too.
And not be bothered by anybody else, and I want to take responsibility for any of my own mistakes.
For sure.
And that tendency of mine, I think, maybe makes me take this such a hard line, because I don't want to engage with people as much as you do, Ian. You mm-hmm. like talking to people, and you like
I'd rather stay home and play
people.
Video games. I really would. I mean, I just can't. I can't stand by as the state is destroying people's lives and just say, leave me alone, because they don't. They won't leave you alone. Eventually, they're going to come at you for something. And I want to be able to make a change to try to help, you know, these changes get made. The Bitcoin bill. I forgot about the Bitcoin bill. So there was another big political success that New Hampshire is now protecting businesses rather than regulating them. They're protecting them from regulation, businesses that do business with cryptocurrency as far as money transmission, moving cryptocurrency from one person to another, that kind of thing. It's now exempted from any kind of regulation in New Hampshire. And it was the keen activists who were the majority testimony on those bills. So there's no doubt that it's made a difference. That doesn't mean I don't appreciate where you're coming from, Johnny Ray. I wish they would just leave people alone, but they don't. It's Free Talk Live.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia what?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We got a great mix of good news and bad news here tonight, and we got to get back into, unfortunately, the depressing news about the Amish farmer, which we haven't really finished that story. We will do that when we get the chance. Plus, if we get a chance, we'll also talk about the minimum wage with you in the studio here tonight. It's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun, but I also want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. That was some of the good news tonight, was that Bitcoin's back, baby. The fees are down, and they are down big time. The wallets are at different stages of implementing the new fee structure, which is much lower than what it has been. So if you've been holding off on, you know, buying that thing that you wanted with Bitcoin, you can probably do it now.
Hold off no longer.
Yeah, pretty safely if you're using the blockchain or Airbits wallets. We'll get updates on you when Jax is ready to roll on that. Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Whether you're interested in learning more about Bitcoin, maybe you're a beginner, Bitcoin.com is a great place to get the basics. If you're a long-timer, if you're experienced, you want to get the latest news, it's a great news site over there at news.bitcoin.com. They've got a forum where you can interact with other Bitcoin users. You can even play games with your Bitcoin there. It's a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. It is Bitcoin.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, let's go to Stefan in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
I was lighting off fireworks yesterday up at my grandmother's house with my family.
Sweet.
And here's the thing. A police officer came by and told us to knock it off. You're being too loud. And at first I didn't think much of it. But then I started wondering, you know, would that be considered infringing on somebody else's, you know, rights, you know, keeping them up at night by lighting off fireworks?
Good question.
Yeah, I think
do you have
so.
A right to quiet?
Right, and so yes. This is one of the areas.
The sound waves are impinging on somebody's eardrums.
Right, they do strike. They strike an eardrum, and that's what happens. Now,
and you could hurt somebody's eardrums if this, the thing that you're making noise with is loud enough, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we were tossing M80s.
Yeah, this is not, by any stretch of the imagination, the easiest libertarian question, because people will really ask
it. It's a good question. We haven't talked about it in quite a long time.
People will say things like, well, what if I'm your next-door neighbor, and I put speakers on my property line and
right.
big lights
blast
and
you.
Stuff?
Like the federal government did with Waco compound.
Right, right. If you want to find out who the criminals are, just you'll find that out. But anyway, I think that this is one of those sort of situations where you have to figure out what's reasonable for a given area. So if, for instance, you move in next door to a drag strip,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Would it be reasonable for you to say, hey, I go to bed at 7 o'clock every night. The drag strip has to keep it down now because I've moved in the neighborhood.
Yeah, good point.
That would, I think everybody, most reasonable people, except for the people that have recently moved in next to drag strips, most reasonable people would say, yeah. If you move in next to a drag strip, you've got to presume that they're going to be drag racing sometimes as late as 10 or 11 o'clock at night. And that's just the way it is. That's why the property was so low. I think that it also sort of comes down to what's reasonable. On, you know, Independence Day weekend, it seems more likely that more people are going to shoot off fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where I live, people have been shooting guns and fireworks whenever they darn well please.
You live out in the country.
You know, not at late at night. They don't shoot guns, generally. It has happened. But, you know, I mean, I just ignore this stuff. It doesn't, you know, keep me up. The yep. dog doesn't like it. As she gets older, no. She just doesn't like it that much. But, you know, she goes and finds a place to lay down, yeah. And she'll be all right.
Well, sorry, go ahead.
No, that's it. I think that it depends on where you are. Like, if you're in an apartment building and you decide to set off fireworks indoors,
that's
then
a bad idea.
Yeah.
Anywhere
you're gonna
you
catch
are.
Things on fire.
Yeah, that's a fire risk and smoke, and yeah, you don't want to.
But
don't
it's
do
my
that.
Apartment.
So we need a judicial system that is built on consent instead of coercion.
Well, and part of that
you
comes into
a
contracts.
Private market.
Well, I mean, you can have that, and they have arbitration. But you need to have a contract with people in order to effectively arbitrate these things. So if you live in a deed-restricted neighborhood, and the deed-restricted neighborhood says, no fireworks, and you start setting off fireworks, well, you're in clear violation of your agreement. But if you're in an area without deed restrictions, then, as far as I'm concerned, it should be a free-for-all unless the neighbors have come to some sort of pact or an agreement.
But the human language does have limitations, and you can't describe every idea or clause perfectly.
That's true.
And you need to have interpreters who can use some common sense.
Reasonable, professional arbitrator types, absolutely.
Mediate between two parties.
That's
why the rule of law is a dangerous fantasy in my mind.
Because they keep trying to expand all the different options, all the different scenarios. They keep expanding these tomes and tomes of law books every time something happens. We didn't have a law for that yet. Now we need to pass another law. We'll name it after this kid that got victimized, and you know now we'll force this down everybody's throat. And then, of course, it becomes forced in a way that isn't reasonable. You know, the bureaucrats will enforce the laws in a very different way than
some dummy in Maine shoots fireworks off of his head and dies.
Oh, God.
It happened. Last year or the year before, I can't remember what it was.
Drunk college guy or something.
You know, then there's no, that's it. We're just outlawing all fireworks. It's just too dangerous for drunk people.
That happened here.
It happens everywhere.
I didn't realize that until yesterday, but apparently in my state, you can't have anything bigger than a bottle rocket at all. It has to keep, I'm not kidding you. It has to be, when you buy fireworks, when you buy fireworks any bigger than that, you have to sign a piece of paper when buying the fireworks saying, I will remove these from the state within 48 hours. And I was thinking, this is Independence Day weekend. This is apparently the time we're supposed to celebrate our freedom, unless that freedom involves you making loud explosion noises in your own property.
Well, you don't live in New Hampshire,
hold on. They can sell fireworks in Ohio, but
they have to be removed from the state.
Let them on? let them off?
They can't be here for more than 48 hours, and if they figure out that you have them, well, the police can come right onto your property.
So can I let them off within 48 hours?
Probably not.
I haven't exactly removed them, but I've blown them into little bitty pieces, officer.
It was funny because the police officer said, if I have to come back here again, I'm going to confiscate these. And the whole time I was just telling everybody, wait, let's light them all off so there's nothing to confiscate.
Yeah, I have a cool fireworks story.
Go pick them up, officer.
Let's hear it. So back in Florida where they have restrictions, they're, you know, the excuse there is that it's dry conditions, and so therefore they're going to start fires and blah, blah, blah. And years ago, we were having a Fourth of or Independence Day fireworks thing at my friend's house, and it was just kind of in suburban Sarasota County and in a neighborhood. And as this like grand finale, the final big ass block of fireworks is just shooting up in the air, which is entirely illegal in Florida at that time, probably still is. A police cruiser rolls right on up, like during the grand finale, and I'm like, oh boy, this could get interesting. And turned out it was a cool cop. He rolled his window down. He's like, just make sure you clean it up, and went about his way. So that was nice. Nice when that happens. But in a lot of states, it is illegal to set off fireworks. Here in New Hampshire, it's very legal to own and possess and set off fireworks, including firecrackers, which I was surprised to learn was illegal until this year. So that's another political win. Firecrackers now legal.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing that to protect you or whatever, but I just saw a story. I can't remember how
they're making it legal to protect me?
That's what the idea is. Well, I mean, they make them illegal in these other
states.
That's
what they claim, to protect.
Right, to protect you.
Yeah, but here or there,
There's somebody recently killed themselves with sparklers. So,
how'd that happen?
Well, they put them in a bottle, a glass bottle, and I don't know if they closed it or I don't know what happens exactly, but maybe they thought the sparkler was going to go out without oxygen.
Did it blow up the bottle?
Yeah, threw glass everywhere and killed somebody.
Oh, my God.
So, you can kill yourself with
Darwin's
sparklers.
Yeah.
And those were like the go-to thing.
The safe
these
firework.
Are legal.
Yeah. You can give these to kids, no problem, right? Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Stefan. I appreciate the story. You can, if you got a fireworks story you want to share, you're welcome to join us here. Close calls, a lot of people have had them. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And you can take control of the airwaves. And, of course, when somebody blows their head off by putting a bottle rocket or whatever or a grand finale on top of it, the word does tend to get around that happened. And that's a good way to teach the kids, hey, be very, very careful with fireworks.
Sometimes
you don't want to be like this dumbass.
Sometimes in life you've got to be the lesson.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency,
Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition of the show. You dial toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in here at our Skype username, which is lrn.fm. It's Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark in the studio. Healthcare pretty messed up in the United States. Don't get your hopes up that the government's going to solve the problems that they created. They might try to rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic, but it's probably going to be bad after they're done doing
They'll leave the deck chairs in place. They're going to paint them a different color.
Yeah, that'll help. So if you want to help yourself and get some better health care, you can go through HealthExcellenceSelect.com. It is not health insurance. It is freedom from health insurance at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They will give you a proactive health assessment daily if you like. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors, which include traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price, and you'll also like their medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. Check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. To the phones, to the fun. Let's go to Johnny calling us from the Bronx in New York. And you're listening on the radio, Johnny. It's good to have you there. What's on your mind tonight?
So I live in the Bronx. I'm not from the Bronx, New York. I used to live upstate New York. And then I moved to the Bronx. And then nice apartment and everything, and then I realized why people don't want to live in the Bronx. It's like these people, they go outside and they get these 4-foot speakers, and then they blast music like all night. Like,
oh wow!
And they say you can call the cops, and the cops never show up because they say they're doing some other whatever reason. Another thing they do, and like I have to buy earplugs, and I bought this stuff like the hearing devices that I have to pad my walls, and then water. They turn on the hydrant. Like you can't turn on a hydrant in New York City because there's kind of a drought. These people blast the hydrant like 24 hours a day, and nobody turns it off.
Well, what's the purpose of blasting the
hydrant? They can run through it. The kids.
Like a sprinkler in the yard?
In the movies, right?
No, it's like full-blown blast. Like, it blasts.
Into the streets.
And it's on 24 hours. In the street, yeah. Like sometimes if you drive
pouring water in
car.
The street. You've never seen this, Mark?
No.
It's in the movies
all the time. I've seen people opening like hydrants for kids to play in.
That's what they do, I think.
But to just open the whole thing, hydrants move a lot of water.
Yeah.
As a fireman, they have to move a lot of water,
right.
And then it's just full bore right into the street.
Yeah.
What kind of jackhole does this? I mean, good Lord.
I don't know.
Is it for the kids, or is it just for the hell of having
water?
Well, I
don't know. Like, I spoke to somebody, because we live near the reservoir, which comes from the Catskill Mountains, and like Yonkers, they got the reservoir, and in Westchester. So they said like, it helps clean, drain the system. But I don't know. I just think this is like crazy kind of ghetto area, and these people are libertarians. They're not under any restrictions from the government, so they do whatever they want.
Did you say they are or are not libertarians?
I would say they're formed a libertarian because I've never seen this before. Like I live in a
what libertarian?
I think they're libertines.
Libertines. What's the difference, Mark?
The people explain that believe that they can do whatever they want without consequences. Libertarians. The
I don't know. I lived in this fancy neighborhood, which was all artists in Brooklyn, and I had a tiny, tiny radio, and I was playing at 2 a.m, and the cops came over my house. It was tiny. I'm talking a puny radio, like a weather band. And somebody complained, and I actually took the batteries out, and I put it in a box, and then I threw it away like a week later.
Wow.
But I'm talking
yeah,
speakers,
it's not
man.
Libertarian. You were going to describe, Mark, libertarians compared to libertines.
Yeah, the kernel of libertarianism is personal responsibility.
And property rights.
Right, and, well, you're responsible for your own property. And
right, but it acknowledges that property exists. There's other systems that don't.
So peace, freedom, and personal responsibility, I think, is what really it's encapsulated as. Whereas a libertine is sort of somebody who's like, you can't tell me what to do. I'll do whatever I want.
Just being an a-hole.
Yeah, and the presumption is they don't have personal responsibility. And some of them may say, I'm going to do whatever I want, and I'll take responsibility for those things, at which point they're okay taking responsibility, but, you know, it's not necessarily to me it doesn't cross over to libertarianism.
Hey, Johnny, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450 free like freedom, 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Michael in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael.
Howdy, fellas.
Hey.
If I could say something random real quick. When y'all were at Somalia Fest, y'all were talking about, you know, remembering people's names and stuff. And I kind of feel like I learned this from one of y'all's commercials, but like when people introduce themselves to me, like, hey, I'm Tim. How you doing, Michael? I like to say, hi, Tim. How you doing? You know, if you say their name.
Say their name.
Yeah. Yep. It really helps a lot. Like I talk to a lot of builders yep. and.
I got to say,
it's a good tip.
At least three times to even start yep. getting it. But yes, I certainly got to repeat it. And what I try to do is use it in a sentence as often as I can.
In the conversation.
In the yep. first parts of the conversation. And I think that it's a little, it can be a little weird if you keep on using it. But I tell them, look, I got to remember, and yep. this is the only way I can do it.
Yeah, exactly. I like to use it a few times, too. It does help a lot.
And when I see somebody I know, see somebody that I've met, but, you know, they're not a good friend or anything like that, I'll always just say my name just so that they've got it again. Because, you know, people hate
yeah.
to be stuck in that situation.
It's hard.
And I just try to relieve them of that situation as best I can. So,
mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Good
hey,
tips.
Mark Edge, you remember? Yeah. So.
Exactly. Another thing I'd like to mention is you were talking about drugs, I think. Probably every night, really, but a lot last night. I like to kind of paraphrase Bill Hicks. Like, I'm going to screw this up, but, you know, like people say you shouldn't use drugs because, you know, the major argument is you're going to hurt yourself. And, you know, the people that hurt themselves, they're going to, you know, overuse stuff and kill themselves. Whatever, you know, what is
it's
it
life.
Called? Natural selection.
Yeah, Darwinism.
I mean, sorry. I mean, but you've had all this time. I mean, there's not a lot of 12-year-olds dying from heroin use, you know. I mean, most of them are at least, you know, over 20 or something, you know. But, mm-hmm. you know, most of the people dying from drug use are not young kids.
That's true.
So they've had all the education of all their life to figure out if they wanted to do this or not, and they've decided to do it, and
they should be able to accept the consequences from it, which can be getting very sick or possibly dying. And it's happening anyway, even with drug prohibition. And the fact is, in places where drug prohibition has been rolled back, like Portugal, drug addicts are not afraid to go and get help. So we've seen a tremendous drop after 10 to 15 years.
Right. There's a decrease in the deaths due to drugs.
Tremendous decrease as well.
And
a huge decrease.
I was just saying this on the way out of the last segment was, hey, look, there's 7 billion people on the planet. Everybody has a purpose. Maybe your purpose is to serve as an example to the next guy.
Michael, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah?
I love Portugal as an example because, you know, they've decreased their drug use a lot, and they're spending a lot less just by trying to treat the addiction itself, not trying to punish people for using something.
Right. For listeners that don't know, probably about 15 years ago now, Portugal decriminalized possession of personal amounts of all drugs. So it's still technically illegal to, let's say, import 20 pounds of marijuana and sell it. But it is not illegal to have LSD, marijuana, MDMA, you know, you name it, heroin, small amounts for personal use, and that is what it has been, decriminalized there, and it's been an incredible experiment with just tremendous success.
And now doctors can treat drug addiction rather than police officers who are completely unqualified.
I mean, I know a lot of people that have had problems. I mean, I've had problems with drug use. Lots of people have had problems with drug use. And you can't go to these authorities because they're just going to throw you in jail.
That's right.
So Portugal, you know, they're showing a pretty good example of, you know, compassion, I think, and just, you know, just helping somebody instead of trying to just punish them because you didn't do what we said.
And all of the statistics coming out of Portugal back everything that we've said forever about, you know, those of us who want to end the war on drugs, it backs up everything that, you know, we've been saying, that, you know, drugs are going to be safer, fewer people are going to overdose, more people are going to be able to get treatment because they're not afraid of being ratted out or turned in, possibly getting arrested. All of these things are true. The drugs are going to be purer, they're going to be less likely to cause an overdose in the first place. It's just better across the board. Thank you for the call tonight, Michael. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If indeed the goal of drug prohibition is to stop people from using drugs, it's allowing people to use them and get the help they want that has worked to stop them from using the drugs, not cracking down and not throwing people in prison. Portugal's a great example of that. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It is still in beta and sweeping the globe. All the information you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.